Good morning, SFL Empire. This is Coach's Corner, and I'm Brian Craven. Got another Lone Star Wagon Wheel for you. We got Ace, Gunny, and Freddie coming in, and we're going to chat with them a little bit, get to know them a little bit. We have two of our four captains, Ace and Gunny, are in this list, and that makes all four, since we had Liam and Doug earlier. These are some great guys. You may not know them. They're not, may not know a lot about them. They're not out there a lot. They'll chat. They'll talk a little bit, but very humble, go about your business kind of guys. So I just wanted to give them a chance to put themselves out there a little bit more, give you a chance to get to know them, and that's what we're doing. So hang in there. It's going to be fun, and let's get into it. And we're here with another session of Lone Star Wagon Wheel. I think I'm going to start calling it that. I've got Ace, Freddie, and Gunny in. And we're going to do the same thing we did with the other episode. I'm going to put them on the spot a little bit, make them make some predictions, and have a little bit of fun. Doug's not here, so it probably won't go completely sideways. We won't have any appearances by that Sergey weirdo or anything like that. So we don't have to worry about that. How you doing, fellas? Thanks for joining me tonight.
Good, Coach.
Thanks for having us, Coach.
Yeah, no problem, no problem. We will we'll try to wrap this up soon so you can get back to normal life. Why don't you let everybody know, in case they're just finding us, why don't we go around, everybody let people know where they're from. Real quick, maybe who you are and what you're doing for loans, or like what position you're playing, stuff like that. Starting with Ace, one of our captains.
Hello, Coach. It's good to be on the show. I'm Ace, quarterback for Lone Star, rookie, drafted to the team that I wanted to be at from the beginning. I am from Woodhaven, Michigan, which is in the Detroit area. And looking forward to the season. I can't wait to get started.
Oh, yeah. How's the weather up there right now?
Hot.
We've had hot?
For Michigan, it's hot. We're in the mid-90s, so.
Yeah, that's plenty hot. That's plenty hot. All right. Thank you. So we're going to my one of our other captains, Gunny, Nicky McGuire. Gunny, why don't you do the same? Tell us where you are. I mean, I know where you're from, but why don't you tell anyone listening where you're from, what you're playing? And heck, tell us about the weather while you're at it.
I'm Gunny. I'm here in the Metro Atlanta area.
So hot.
The weather, humid.
Yeah. Good. What are you playing for us at Lone Star? What are you doing?
I'm the cornerback number one, paired up with Lee Pato, which is our owner.
Yep. All right. Thank you. And then last but not least, he's one of my Bass brothers, Freddie Trammell. How you doing, Freddie?
Well, good evening, SFL. Hi, I'm Freddie Trammell, known as Fab Freddie, 5'6". I live in Memphis, Tennessee, and I play linebacker. And I'm looking forward to the season 15 coming up.
Yes, sir. Yeah, so we're starting with Arizona. We've got a lot of good friends on that team, but of course we want to beat them. You want to, anybody want to step out on a limb and predict the final score?
Yeah, I'll step out.
All right.
I'm going to say it's going to be 24-17.
Okay, and
Lone Star.
Okay. Anyone else?
I'll take a shot.
Okay.
Lone Star 27-21. Ashley Jackson, another native Atlantan. She will be sacked at least three times.
Three. Okay. Ace, you feeling bold?
Feeling bold. I'm gonna say it's going to be a shootout. I think it's going to end up 31-21. I think Lone Star is going to pull it out. And I think going to come down to some hard-nosed running at the end of the game, and we're going to run Ike right down their throat.
Okay. Okay. I like it. I like all of those scenarios. I especially, as the offensive coordinator, like the 31-point scenario, but all the others work too, because it ends with us having more than them. Like we've been saying all along, I want Arizona to go 11-1 this season, but emphasis on the one.
We like it.
Yeah,
Eddie,
yeah.
Eddie's a good man. I like Eddie.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Well, and AJ, and got a little bit of a friendship with DJ. There's some good guys over there. It, that's one of the things about this league, isn't it? You got people that are friends. We're a community too. But you still want to win. You still want to win. How about a little bit of a, let's have an overview on the draft. I want to give you guys a chance to just make any comments about the whole draft process. You can focus on whatever you want. You can talk about how Lone Star did. You can talk about maybe another team that you thought did well, or if you want, a team you thought didn't do well, or the entire thing. It's all encompassing, but the overarching umbrella of it is the draft and how you felt about it. Gunny, do you mind starting out on that one?
That's fine. As a season 14 non-contract, I was really excited to see a lot of those guys going in the first round, even everybody in the whole draft. I give a big thumbs up to David Harrell as being the number one selected draft pick for the Fort Worth Toros for the season 15 draft class.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Ace, you want to go next?
Yeah, I was a non-contract player for Seattle last year, played defensive tackle action. It was quite exciting. I did not get to go, see the draft. Came in a little bit later than the draft. So this was the first draft that I really got involved in, and it was really good for me. I'm not going to complain by any means. It was very exciting, and I had a lot of fun with it. Haven't been in the league long enough to say really who's did good and who did, not so good. I still get familiar with all the people. So I'm not going to go out on a limb and
put
you down there, but... it looks like it's going to be a real exciting year. Out of the teams and the way everybody's talking, everybody feels good about their draft and feels like they did good. I think it's going to be a fun year, and it's going to be exciting.
Yeah. Okay. How about you, Freddie?
Well, for somebody who never went through the draft, being a kind of like an insider into the Lone Stars locker room before I signed and got to see the process of how Dave Access, the GM, and Coach Craven and Charles and Wally, they worked the thing, how to, people they picked up and stuff. It was real interesting for me. And so I think Lone Star did an outstanding job on their draft. I think other teams did a good job on their draft, but I just wasn't involved, so I really don't know how to, talk about other teams. I just know what I saw on Lone Star.
Okay. Well, I know I feel good about our draft, top to bottom. I mean, of course, feel good. All of us. Freddie, when you started, did you do non-contract at all, or did you? Remind me again how you came in.
I signed with Las Vegas in season 13, halfway through. I took over a star player.
Okay.
Yeah, I was free safety too. I took over a player that had left or something.
I got you. Okay, 13. All right.
I didn't get that big bonus like some players got. I had to start from the bottom like everybody else.
Okay.
It was during that chat rating thing.
Right. Oh, yeah, yeah.
My chat rating was like 100 or 90 or something like that.
Yeah, I'm glad they did away with that. That just led to, chat's bad enough sometimes to put some of the stuff in there. But yeah, you were reacting to everything everyone said, trying to boost your chat rank.
But I didn't know all of that, when I first came in.
Right.
I didn't know all the people were just pounding the thing just to raise their level up and stuff. I got lucky. I happened to got lucky. Tom posted they needed a player, and I just happened to respond, and I was there at the right time at the right place.
Nice. Okay. Okay. Gunny and Ace, you guys did the non-contract route. I did the non-contract route. How soon after you found out about the league and joined the league did you sign a non-contract? Was it quick? Because, I mean, I found the league on, like, a Saturday, and by Tuesday I was a non-contract receiver for Vancouver. I'm curious about if that was similar for you guys.
Yeah, that was, I signed pretty quickly as well. It was a few weeks, so it wasn't anything, very long. 2 weeks is kind of quick, I didn't even know what was going on, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. I just started messing around the chat room and talking to people, hooked up with Duke and Rukin. He sent me a message one day and asked me if I'd like to play on the team as a non-contract, kind of went over and explained it to me. I thought it would be exciting. I did it. And it was great. I mean, that was a good locker room as well. People are real cool. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was pretty quick.
Okay. Gunny, how about you? Were you a punter first?
Yes. I came into the league around the NFL playoff time, so I think it was the second or third week of the SFL season.
Okay.
My first point of contact was Mark Chisholm of the Atlanta Swarm. He welcomed me to the league. On week 7, I was signed with Chicago as a generic punter. And then week 8, I was elevated to a star cornerback position.
Okay. Sorry if I just missed it. How soon after you came into the league did you sign with Chicago?
It was about 3 or 4 weeks. I had to wait until I was signed.
Oh, okay. All right, wow. Okay, so I was...
I think mine wasn't about a week, because I had just come in and they were telling me to watch the player openings, and I was watching it every day.
I got you.
And every time somebody was post something, I was sending them DM. So mine wasn't long.
Okay.
I just got lucky.
I got you. Okay. I found it on like a Saturday, and I think it's a little bit of a blur. I think I had seen an SFL game, part of an SFL game, either earlier in the weekend or the weekend before, and just for a few minutes. I didn't have the time to watch it. But I started asking questions in the game chat. The first thing was that universal question that we get, which is, what on earth is this? You see that one a lot, don't we? And then I asked if it was CPU, BCPU, thing pops up, the announcer saw it, and they said, yeah, everybody's doing game plans and boom, and all that stuff. And I had never done anything with All-Pro 8, 2K8. And so I said, wow, I might have to pick up this game and check out the playbooks and see what it's like. And Andy Hamilton said, sounds like a future coach, DM me. Okay, bam, there I was. They really sucked us in, didn't they? Here we are.
Hey, it's the best thing I've done in a long time.
I agree, me too.
Yeah, well, I don't know about you guys. It came at a good time for me, certainly. I've said a few times that I had just lost one of my brothers, and then I lost another one soon after.
Man, sorry to hear that, Coach.
Yeah, well, it's there. But yeah, I mean, that happened right around the time I came in, and in fact, my first game, my brothers were over my place watching the game with me, and I scored a touchdown. My only touchdown, which is not in the record book, because that was non-contract. So, oh well.
Well, you still know it is.
I know it. In my heart, I know it.
And now you get 20 more brothers in the locker room.
That's right. Well, let's move to that. Let's move to our locker room. I can't tell you guys how happy I am about how everything worked out. And I'm really ready to go. It's funny because when I got the roster file, it felt like, when we finally had everyone contract done and we're like, okay, this is what we got. I kind of panicked. I thought, I was like, I've got how long to get the playbook really set up? Yikes. But then the last... It's just been dragging. I'm glad to have that playbook in. Ready to go. Sunday can't come fast enough. how do you guys, if you guys looking around the league a little bit, and I know, you know, I just asked you to talk about the draft and whatnot, looking around the league a little bit, I'd like to hear from you. It's not set in stone, but I'd love to hear from you guys. Who do you think, give me your possible top four teams in the league, the last four teams, who do you think it's going to be? And I'm going to start with Freddie.
Okay, to talk about the last four in the playoffs.
Last four in the playoffs.
I'm going to go with Atlanta.
Okay.
Jacksonville. Sioux Falls. And Denver.
Denver, okay. Okay. Couple of bold picks there. I mean, Denver, I mean, they're not, you know, I don't think they're crazy. Not like Doug saying St. Louis is the playoffs.
I could have said Lone Star, but I'm not going to do that.
We're trying to be unbiased, right? We're trying to be unbiased. Nobody's gonna believe us if we say that. Okay, I like it. Certainly Denver with JV coming back. You got to think they're probably going to be a contender to be in the playoffs.
And then they're going to get their, you know, game plan back to the way it was.
Right. Okay. All right, who's next? Gunny, you want to take a crack at it?
I'll take a shot. I see Charleston, Atlanta, Sioux Falls, and perhaps Florida might be back in the playoffs again. Mm-hmm. And I see Sioux Falls being the champion of the season 15.
Okay. I like that. That mirrors a little bit what I said. How about you, Ace? What do you think?
Well, I'm definitely going to say Atlanta and Sioux Falls. I don't think they got weaker by any means. I know Atlanta, you know, quarterback retired, and they picked up Ryan Dynasty, which I think is going to be a fabulous fill-in replacement and take that team and run with it. Got a lot of weapons, so I have no doubt that Atlanta and Sioux Falls will be back. And I'm having a tough time between Florida and Denver, and I'm not going to say them both because there's another team I'm going to throw in there. But I'm going to go with Florida. And I don't care if it's biased. I think Lone Star is going to be a 14 in there.
Okay. That'd be fun. No pressure. Okay. I like it all. I think I picked Charleston. Yeah, I did. I picked Charleston and Sioux Falls in the championship game. And I think I said Sioux Falls. I don't know if I picked a winner of that or not. But I had both Denver and Florida rebounding. So I'm with you guys. It's not fair, but I don't have Atlanta making it quite that far. I think they'll make the playoffs because everybody else on the team is back. I think that's an awful lot to ask for Brian Dynasty to step in and pick up where Marcus left off.
Well, it's hard to defend two championships, so.
Yeah,
Everybody's going to give them their best game, so they better be prepared each week.
Absolutely. But he certainly got weapons around him, so. It won't be a shock by any means if they're in the playoffs.
Atlanta's my hometown team. I'm always going to root for them.
Oh, that's fair. I don't know. Well, like I said, certainly not going to be a surprise.
So I guess I'm going to have to start rooting for Memphis, huh?
Minor league championship.
FSA minor league.
Yep.
Go River, was it River Hounds?
River something. Yeah, there's River and
Johnny, what is it? Memphis what?
I wanna say River Hounds too.
Okay. It's River something. And their coach is Rain Ray. How do we say his last name? I feel like I don't want to disrespect him to say his last name right. I think they've been saying it wrong.
To give a shout out to the new team, the other new SFL team, minor league team too, Lexington.
Yeah, Lexington, and Tacoma, and what's the other one?
Salt Lake.
Oh yeah.
I used to live in Tacoma when I was a kid.
You lived in Tacoma, really?
Yeah, when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I used to go watch the Tacoma Rainiers play all the time.
that's about 3 hours for me. So.
Yeah, Point Defiance Park.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's when my dad went to Vietnam. We stayed there for a year while he was in Vietnam.
Okay. Yeah, I think I remember you telling me that. Point Defiance, yes. Got an aquarium out there. It's amazing. Cool. Okay. Well, all right. So we brought up one rookie. I'd like to hear from you guys, possible rookie, defensive rookie of the year candidate. Defensive rookie of the year candidate. I know it's not fair. There's a lot of guys. It's not fair to ask, but I'm doing it anyway. And I hope you'll forgive me. So, Gunny, what do you think? What do you think, bro?
Well, I'm just going to go with the quarterback. I'm going to cheer on – I'm going to hope Brian Dynasty does well with his offensive weapons he has in Atlanta.
Okay. How about defensive player, rookie of the year? What do you think there?
So many good people to pick from on defense. I'm still going to go with the number one pick in the league in David Harrell.
Okay. That's not a bad pick. And he could be kind of a focal point on their defense. I know, what's his name, the young cornerback that's always talking in chat, going to be disappointed to hear this, but David could be their defensive leader. I could see that happening. How about you, Ace? You got some predictions out there?
Well, I'm a little biased here, but I'm going to go with my man, Ross Napoli. I really believe he's got a chance to make some noise, and I think he's going to strengthen up that defense over there and do a really good job. I think he's going to be a defensive rookie.
Okay. Defensive end certainly can make, they can have a big impact. I can see that. Okay. How about on offense?
No, I can't pick me. So I'm gonna go with Ike. I know I'm being biased here really bad on the Lone Star, but man, I just like Ike. He runs hard, and what is that? Rumble and Bumble? She's gonna be
rough and tumble.
That's
rough
right.
And tumble. That's it. She's gonna be a force. I think they're gonna underestimate her, and I think they're not gonna catch on and start planning for it till the end. So close to the end. I think she's going to be right up there.
We've certainly got a lot of rookies on the offense, and so, you know, I could see her getting a lot of touches. Go ahead.
If you keep handing the ball off on the goal line to our fullback,
he could finish with 20 touchdowns if that happens. Oh, right. That's hilarious.
Yeah, he would go crazy, wouldn't he?
Yeah, that'd be funny. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, it's going to be a good race with the rookies. There's so many good rookies out there and a lot of good talent.
Oh, yeah.
Teams and a lot of weapons. Brian Dynasty is one of them. I mean, there's so many of them.
And yeah.
I'm picking Gunny because, I got a front row seat every time she gets the ball. So.
Yeah.
I see what she can do. So that's why I'm leaning in that direction. But again, no slight to any of the rookies out there. They're all fantastic. We're all happy to be here, and every one of them's got a shot.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it. Well, and you know, I thought of something while you were saying it. And I've said this before, and it's probably an unpopular opinion. I don't think someone that takes over another contract should be eligible for rookie of the year. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, like, if Christian Christensen for some reason dropped out after week two, and some random guy takes over the quarterback, he could throw for a million yards and 50 touchdowns because we've got CC filled, right? I don't think he should be eligible for rookie of the year.
No,
so we could have somebody that we've never even heard of come in. I mean, heck, last year defensive rookie of the year, I think, took over a contract, you know, and it's what the system is, and so that's fine, but, you know, I was like, I'm not here for that. Having said that, Freddie, how about you? What do you got for us?
Well, defensively, I'm going to pick one of our boys as a defensive tackle, Hugo.
Hugo could have a whale of a season.
Man, I think he's going to have a whale to see. He's going to have one of them Rhett Sawyer seasons that has 15, 16, 17 sacks. You watch. And offensively, I'm going to go with Dynasty.
Okay. Okay. He's got so many weapons and such good coaching.
Yeah,
it's hard. Exactly. It's hard to bet against him, isn't it?
Yep, exactly.
I'm gonna go for his money. He got good weapons too.
Oh yeah, yeah. But okay, he's got better coaching.
No, he doesn't. Well,
until I've proven something, I'm gonna say that.
If Johnny won it last year, I think Dynasty is gonna have a good shot winning this year. Offense.
Absolutely, I do too.
Well, yes, and Johnny won it. Because he had a coach that knew how to keep him out of trouble. And that's
what Atlanta got.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. They have that kind of coach. And so, it's hard to bet against him.
It's going to be fun. I can't.
Oh, it is. We've got so many new people in the league. We've got so many new people in the league. It's just, it's going to be really fun. It'll be really fun. So many new things happen. Up to 20 roster spots. I mean, guys, think about it. Freddie, you and I, when we came in, it was 12.
Yeah. 13. 12 roster spots. It was 12, that's right. And we went to 15.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was 12, yeah.
And now we're at 20. And that makes a difference.
Been a year and only a season and a half, because I came in halfway in season 13, so I've only got a year and a half under my belt. This will be my second full season.
Right. Yeah, it's really something. It's
really come along.
Yep.
I think Cam's doing a great job. I really do. I really appreciate all he does.
Oh, me too. Me too. I think I said in one of the other shows, one of the real tests of leadership is how well you handle chaos, or how well you handle it when it goes off script, if it will. And Cam's done very well. We've had some explosive growth and some missteps, if you will, and truth be told, you can hardly tell.
And so, you were talking earlier about the locker room. You know, I love our locker room. I think our locker room is a tight group of guys. We all one for all and all for one, and that's what it's all about for me, is the locker room.
100%. Absolutely. Yeah. It's a really good locker room. And when I played for Seattle, they had a really good locker room. They had a reputation of having a really good locker room, and it was good. They had a really good bunch of guys. And like I said, they welcomed me with open arms. They talked to me like they've known me for 10 years. And I'll never say anything bad about them guys. They were great. But I will tell you this, once I got into the Lone Star chat line and stuff after being drafted, got to talk to everybody, we're head and shoulders above them.
Oh, yeah. I told Charles the other day, I said, this is my dream in the SFL, is this kind of place, even if I'm not coaching. We got some guys that are interested, and if they're coming along and maybe I decide to step aside coaching, I'm not going anywhere, though, with the team. Mm-hmm. You know, I'll stay with the team because I love it. I love everything we got going on.
Definitely. We're not going to let you go anywhere, coach.
Huh?
We're not going to let you go anywhere.
All right.
Hey, you're going to do fine, coach. You're going to have a good year, man. We got faith in you, buddy.
Oh, hey, I don't want to give you the wrong impression. I'm sure that I still have things to learn. But I am confident that I'm just going to get better, and I know I've got I know I've got people to have my back, and that's a good feeling. I think we've all been places where we didn't have that, so it's nice to know that. So no worries.
Get you back here, coach.
We are coming up on we've got about 6 minutes left, and I want to give you guys a chance to comment on anything that's maybe been that you've been thinking about, special shout out to the team, maybe somebody else in the league, anything like that. It's as Ashley always does, the floor is open for you, and we haven't heard from him for a while, so let's start with Gunny.
I'm going to go ahead and give a shout out to the first person that contacted me about the Lone Star Glory, and that would be one Doug Day. So I do appreciate Doug for reaching out to me. Another thing is we have 6 veterans on the Lone Star team, so that's the main plug right there, especially with my fellow Marines, Freddie Trammell and Dave Access, and also Thomas Smith. But I mean, I really enjoy all the veterans in the entire SFL. And I do think Cam Irvine is really enjoying the idea of a military ball around Veterans Day.
I've said a few times, I was way too selfish and immature to serve. And so I didn't. But a lot of my family did, and I love the dynamic that we have in our team with so many vets. It's part of what makes it a real team. So thank you for all of that. Thank you to all of you guys. Freddie, how about you?
Yeah, I'd just like to give a shout out to all the new rookies that are coming into the league. I got a buddy of mine, his name Watson, and I think Dave Axis has got a new Marine Corps buddy of his coming in. What's his name? A gunny, do you remember?
I don't remember off the top of my head, no.
Robo. I was going to give him a hard time. It sounded like it sounded like an offensive lineman. It's B.E. Robo or something like that.
And to all the other new SFL rookies that are coming into the league and getting ready to be on the minor league team, just enjoy your time in the minor leagues and look forward to being in the big boys like us.
It's a fun ride, isn't it?
It's a real fun ride.
Yeah.
But like I said, I never got to go through the draft process, so.
Right.
But I watched it from the inside this year, and I knew it was exciting for everybody who did.
Oh, yeah.
Like Ace, he can tell you about it.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I don't have any regrets. Because I might not be here if I did it any other way. But I ever so often I find myself, it would have been fun to go through the draft.
I thought about it, but I like where I'm at now. And like I said, if I would have went through the draft, I wouldn't be here at Lone Star now, probably.
Exactly. And how about you, Ace? Well, why don't you wrap it up for us?
First of all, thanks for having me on tonight. And I know we're teammates and stuff, you guys are amazing, and I can't see myself on any tour or ever playing anywhere else. You guys are amazing. But I want to give a big shout out to Charles and Wally, Dave, Doug, Coach Graven, for everything you did for me, bringing me along and showing me the ropes and giving me a good foundation to start my career off in this league. And it's just not enough words to thank. Also want to just say, I just want to get this going. I want to get playing. I want to be in the locker room. I want to see everybody when we play and have a good time and just enjoy this. This is going to be a great year. It's going to be a lot of fun.
All right. Yeah, I think that's a high note to go out on. Fellas, I want to thank you for joining us tonight and joining me and talking a little bit about yourself. And I'm with you all. I can't wait to get started and actually be playing games. And let's get going, right?
GG, baby.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Thanks for having us, Coach.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll be doing other stuff through the season. I appreciate you guys taking the time out to join me.
Yeah, like I said, we need to get like a little show where we pick the games each week.
That's right. That's right.
Maybe we come back tomorrow night or something and go through the schedule for the week like we did in the sandbox.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be fun. Yeah. I'm down for that.
All right. Well, I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right. Good night, SFL.
Good night, Lone Star.
LSG.
Nice.
Okay, that was Ace, Gunny, and Freddie. Thanks for coming in, fellas. Good to chat with you. This has been another Wagon Wheel with Lone Star Glory and Coach's Corner. Stay tuned. We're going to crank out a few more before that first game comes out. Got some more people to put the spotlight on, give some love to. So until then, good luck and God bless, my friends.